year. LTTV, Blunt Talk with LT, back at it with another video. Okay, so this is still going on. Hopefully it's done by now. I got all the videos compiled in here from what's been going on social media between DaBaby and Danny Lee. DaBaby took to social media to expose their relationship issues, which is never a good idea. Let's get into this breakdown. So this is while they're still a happy couple, and let's get into what DaBaby recorded and put on social media. Let's get into it.
There I go. Do my thing.
You.
It's cuckoo for cocoa
butter. Yeah, whatever. You want to record me talking about, shut the
I gotta record you for my sake.
Yeah, go ahead. It's the first thing.
You ain't finna burn your down. Get your phone. Let me close it first.
Baby, the first time.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like this.
Nah. Go with your move, yeah, crazy girl. You started your.
I ain't never addressed no.
Okay, so a lot of this is edited, a lot is censored, so you don't hear a lot of the cuss words being flown around here. But for the most part, DaBaby is calling the cops on his on Danny Lee, who has a 3-month-old baby. She's breastfeeding and taking care of the baby and the other baby. DaBaby feels the need to protect himself by putting this on social media, going on IG Live, and calling the cops to get her out of the house, to remove her out of the house. Now, to be fair to DaBaby, we don't know what was done before he actually called the cops, what led him to doing what he needed to do to feel to protect himself. But she is a newly mother. Like, she has a newborn baby. A 3-month infant baby that she's trying to breastfeed. I don't know what she can possibly be doing to you, but let's get into the videos.
I ain't never addressed nothing before because I always was like, nah, let me not talk to the internet because the internet is always going to make their own story up, whatever the f-.
Now what she's saying, the internet's going to make their own story up. See, people are saying DaBaby jumped ahead on this so he can get ahead of the story. He's not going to get his name drug through the mud when she puts out the story or if she called the cops first or whatnot. But he could have recorded it for his own protection and brought it to the cops if he felt the need to call the cops. He didn't need to go to IG Live. And then you hear it throughout these stories that they go back and forth trying to prove their point and prove they're innocent to the public like we give a fuck about their relationship. First and foremost, your relationship's between y'all.
They gonna grab a little piece and put whatever story they want together. But nah, how I've been living here for the past 3 months at his house, at his penthouse, back and forth, here and there, since my baby was born. And then all of a sudden, I cook tonight. He wanna come to the crib. I am sleeping in his bed talking about, you need to go. The f-? You mean I need to go to a 5-star hotel, do it. Nobody leaving, and of course escalated. I want to put up a statement talking about, oh, it saddens me that I have a queen to raise. You ain't even been here this whole time that I've had this child. You want to give cute little conversations talking about you a you with it. I ain't never addressed me. Look at this. He wants me to get out of his house. Go ahead.
Let's just
go ahead, baby. Tell him. Tell him. Where's he at? Yeah, whatever. He wanna call cops on me for whatever the reason. Whatever. Stupid. My 3-month-old baby. Yeah, whatever.
You wanna just tell me your side?
No, I don't need to tell you nothing. Nah, you good. You can talk to him because he wanna call you guys. Go ahead. Nah, go ahead. Ain't nobody need to talk to nothing. Go ahead.
You just want to hang out.
Yeah, know, whatever. It's all good.
I was never. I feel like I need to go on live because at this point, it's already out there, and I feel like I'm never going to speak ever again. And I feel like I might as well just let the go. And I just feel like it's so unfair, this situation, because this whole time I've been nothing but straight with this man and tried, you know what I'm saying? Tried nothing but genuine, pure love for this man from the jump, 3 years ago, from the jump. And of course, all this internet, all this everything always was something in our relationship, and it's definitely unfortunate. We have a child, so it's just like, it's just very unfortunate, but I just, it ain't fair. My whole everything, y'all think I'm a bird because of this. I did this and that. Like, nah, I was never.
Now, y'all don't get it twisted. I don't feel sorry for neither party in this situation. They both got to be accountable and live with the choices that they made. She was running around talking about yellow bone this, he gonna treat me differently, trying to shit on his past baby mothers and the girls that he was with before. She thought she was special. Cycle repeated. She knew what she signed up for. I don't want to hear her hold up.
Crying to me and I'm not having it.
And the baby as well, coming to the internet.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Should have handled that shit behind the scenes. You called the cops on your woman that just gave birth to your child. You called her a side chick, but past evidence shows.
I love her.
You love me?
Mm-hmm.
How much? That's not enough. Nah.
All right, so that was when y'all were relationship goals. And now y'all are here. So at the end of the day, I don't feel sorry for none of this. This is the decisions y'all made, but this is not a good look. Coming to the internet with your problems, trying to make fans pick sides for your relationship issues is just not a good look all the way around. Never. Let's get back into it.
It was never that. And I ain't here to clear nothing with nobody because I don't give a what nobody thinks about me. But at the end of the day, like, I've never spoken on anything. I've never addressed anything because I didn't want to bring attention to it, but it's always the narrative on what it is because they think this is the type of girl I am and this is that. Nah. So, nah. And out of nowhere, bro. Out of nowhere. And I'm trying so hard to just... I tried to make it work. I tried to, you know, for my baby, the best situation. But this ain't the best situation at all, bro. At all. I deserve so much better. I really do. So, I hope... God, please, I pray that this is the last situation. This is the last time, because not it. It's not. Every single time I come back into it, it's not it. It's love, because I completely love that man, but it's not it. It don't matter how much you love somebody. If it ain't right, it's never going to be right.
Jesus Christ.
When someone's not ready for something, it's never going to be right. And you can't force somebody to be ready for something they're not ever going to be ready for. He's okay with having 5, 6 mothers. Like, nah, I was brought up different. I ain't going.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I would understand if they were a happy family and she was baby mother number one. Or the only baby mother initially, and it started off that way. He had past baby mothers and past situations. You just thought you were special trying to flex on these women with that yellow bone song. Like, stop the cap. This is why I'm not having that.
Crying to me and I'm not having that.
I will get out. I will leave. I don't even have a place in LA no more. I done dropped everything for my baby to have a good life and being a nice for her to know her dad, but I will go figure it out like I always have since I've been young. Never depended on a man. Never nothing. I will figure it out. So, and that's it. I'm going to keep. I ain't never brought the internet, but I don't give a. He want to record me talking about.
I personally hate when people come crying to the internet. It really annoys the shit out of me. But I know she's coming in defense because the baby went and put this out on the internet. The baby did this to himself. This is why I'm on neither side here. I'm just holding them accountable for. Well, it's like I don't even like when I say that. I'm not holding anybody accountable. Who the fuck am I? No one's gonna. They're not. I'm not their fucking parent. But at the end of the day, it's an objective breakdown on what's going on. They both need to be responsible and accountable for their own actions. Let's get back into it.
I'm going to have this, then put a statement 10 minutes after it's going on. The clout appeared at the end. The there's some weird right there, like you was planning. So.
This is some real deal Hollywood. But it's all good. Y'all just don't be fooled. Don't be distracted. Don't be fooled, man. You know.
You respond, it's a clapback. It ain't nothing I'm initiating.
Okay, so somehow, some way, baby mother number one got involved. Danny Lee said something on her IG live or on a post. I'm going to pull up the post after. But they went back and forth in a comment section on the Shade Room, I believe. And all these clips are from the Shade Room. And she felt her need to speak on the matter, so let's get into it.
It's me clapping back, and I'm going to clap back to anybody. I don't give a mother. Like, that's just how it go. Like, and I really hate that the internet, and that's the thing, y'all ain't even really in my business because y'all don't know shit. Like, y'all be these y'all assumptions that y'all make up. Like, nobody really knows what's really going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's supposed to be that mother. We don't see half of y'all on Instagram in real life. Like, what we talk about, like, I think Instagram just done became a place. Well, social media period just done became a place where motherfuckers really, like, I don't know. I don't know what they want. I can't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know. And yeah, when I did expose that, that was for me and him. That was a motherfucker. I ain't even finna go into that. But you get what I'm saying? That was some. Y'all see me respond.
Alright, I gotta pause it there. See, this above all, the baby needs to be held most accountable for these actions. None of this would have happened if the baby didn't go to IG Live. I don't know what he felt the need to. He said he needed to protect himself. I don't know what she was doing. But there's better ways to protect yourself than bringing it to social media, because now there's this whole social media shitstorm. He's gonna use this to promote his album. You'll see in a clip later on that he promotes his album throughout this whole social media mess. But he's at most fault here. Why am I struggling to say these fucking basic ass words? Yay! He's to blame the most here, because no one would have knew about this if you never brought it to social media. Now you got baby mother number one involved, baby mother two mad salty, fresh 3 month old baby in the house. You're kicking her out with the baby. That's your child you're kicking out of the house with the mother. I think at that point he should have just removed himself from the situation. Money ain't a problem like that. He should have just removed himself from that situation and then tried to, you know, change the situation legally later throughout that situation. Like, he could have called the cops after he removed himself and tried to be like, look, her name's not on the lease. I'm paying the bills here. You got to remove her. But you have a child with her, 3 month old. This is not the way to go about it.
Understood. That was not for y'all pleasure. Like, that was something that I did on my own for a particular reason. Like, it wouldn't never know. That's why y'all ain't seen me do. I ain't said shit. Like, I don't have a desire to. Like, but yeah, all that. I'm a bully, or I'm laughing at a woman's pain, and man, I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. All that. I don't fuck about none of that. I fuck about my pain. You feel me? In my face. At least I ain't rubbing. I'm laughing at you. I ain't laughing at the situation. I'm laughing at you because, baby, it ain't fun when the rabbit got the gun. And it's crazy how the it was turned. You feel me? Like, and that's the moral of the story. Like, you, any. So let me put y'all up on game real quick. I'm gonna put y'all up on a little game. Sprinkle. If you are messing with a, let me tell y'all women something right now. It's under for you to ever have a problem with any female he's involved with, dealing with, was dealing with. You don't have that right. You get what I'm saying? Like, you knew what you was walking into when you walked into it. You said, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to thug this out. And really what it is, we can go deep into this. I can really put y'all up on something. But I'm not going to drag, you know, go too deep into it because it is what it is. Let me tell you something, mother. Spiritual warfare is real, okay? When y'all start playing with real life spiritual love spells like that, that is real. Like, ain't no mother joke. And the thing is, when a mother love spell on somebody, and y'all gonna read between the lines of what I'm saying as clear as day. When you start doing love spells on people and start putting people to goddamn make them do a certain type of way or love you, it backfire on your. You're backwards for you to ever have a problem with any female he's involved with, dealing with, was dealing with. You don't have that right.
Okay, this is restarting. Okay,
there we go. Right now. Because when the day moves forward, the day is moving forward. When a new day comes, a new day is coming. And I ain't never, ever bringing this up again. Ever. Like, I'm not. Can't make me feel no type of way. Can't make me do nothing. Like, I don't care. Karma a b-. The shoes on the other foot, karma a b-. If I was intentionally doing something to hurt him, karma a b-. That can hit me when that can bite me in that. Period. And can't nobody say nothing. It is what it is. I've been very cordial. I've been so goddamn good. Y'all don't even know. Y'all know. Some of y'all know. I'm a real live firecracker. I go 0 to 100 real quick. The fact that I've been able to maintain my composure, not say nothing, after being roped multiple times behind closed doors, and this.
I go get everything, you know, everything. Anything baby could possibly have, I go get it. I set it up at the penthouse down here in the city. But I'm making clear that.
You want to talk about it?
I'm making.
Right
here. Here you go, that's cool. But I'm making. I'll make it end up,
go ahead,
and it's the thing.
Everybody go ahead,
and I'm glad y'all know. Here,
go ahead,
here, come here. Come here.
Go ahead, you scared.
And I'm glad. No, I'm not scared. Look, and I'm glad she walked out. So as you can see, nobody was put out.
Oh, and
calling the police. Yeah, that's like for my safety, because this is what I'm dealing with. Okay. Like, this is a real deal, cuckoo for cocoa.
Okay.
Look. Dang. Cuckoo for cocoa puff. And Shout is not my girl. Ain't never been my girl. Is my side.
It's your what?
A certified side. Lot of mine.
Embarrassing me like
that. Shawty is a certified side. Just trying to act like she ain't. Now, let's
don't
take it though. Parents know she's my side. Everybody knows she's a side.
Oh,
she don't want y'all to know she's a side. She got to save her face. She got to crash all the way out. Call them folks. Save me. Help. You see how Shawty went storming off when that truth came.
Okay, so now the baby's the victim. After antagonizing her and calling her a side bitch the whole time, now call somebody to save him. Hold on, let me pull this back a little bit.
Take it down. Parents know she's my side. Everybody knows she's a side.
Oh,
she don't want y'all to know she's a side. She got to save her face. She got to crash all the way out. Call them folks. Save me. Help. You see how Shawty went storming off when that truth came out. Listen, so let me finish telling y'all what I'm telling y'all. Cuckoo for cocoa.
Like both of us.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
This is
and
not.
I think I'll be okay with that.
You are not my girl. Like, you
I'm
gotta.
I'm not your girl,
look
but
at Shawty.
Okay,
I'm
gonna post everything since we've been
posted.
Talking.
Post it. I'm gonna listen. That's
three
cool.
Years ago,
post
and
it.
I'm not your girl.
Post
masterpiece.
It.
What the would you have me in a video? Okay, whatever, bro. Why would you have me around your family? Whatever, bro. Why would you have me in your house? Why would you have me have a closet in
look
your
at this
home?
Back
why would you have me
shit.
Have a bathroom?
Okay, look, we're gonna check out right now. I'm, you know, y'all got my perspective.
Yeah.
I gotta get back to pushing the new project out.
That's why.
Y'all be good. Go stream. Look like something. In short, you make them kids, deal with what come with it, handle them kids. You got in the bed, lay in it, deal with what come with it. But don't let nobody play with your character, man, and damage your.
What? You made your bed, lay in it, don't make anyone damage your character, my nigga. My nigga. You went to IG Live. You went to IG Live. You said it was for your protection and your safety, and you called the cops on your baby mother with your infant child, trying to remove them from your house. No one's playing with your character. You're doing it to yourself at this point.
Integrity as a father out here. Don't let nobody play real life games. You know what I'm saying? Or a fake world. Like that ain't what I do. You know what I mean? I'm an entertainer, I rap, I do what I do, but when it comes to like parenting, like I don't wish to mix the two. The only reason why the world know I got kids because I adore my kids, you get what I'm saying? And I can't help but to show somebody my kids. I really love and adore my kids. I'm really that type of father, on and off the internet, you get what I'm saying? Ain't nothing about no kids with me for the internet. That's not the case on the other end, you see what I'm saying? So long story short, you make that bed, lay in it. You may have to go through this, but stand up in it and go through it and still take care of them kids. I'm gone, love. Right back to work. And I'm glad. No, I'm not scared. Look, and I'm glad she walked out. So as you can see, nobody was put out.
Mm-hmm.
And me calling the police, yeah, that's like for my safety, because this is what I'm dealing with. Okay. Like, this is a real deal cuckoo for cocoa.
Okay.
This is a real deal. Like, shawty really cuckoo, and she's still here, so nobody was put out.
Now, from what I could see, I think she's probably one of those annoying girls that doesn't shut the fuck up and is continually in his face. But that's who you chose. That's who you had a child with. She's dealing with a three-month-old infant. At that point, you got to remove yourself. Social media don't need this.
Crazy.
Nobody
Everyone.
Was put out. No, this ain't no. The we ain't got to make this a sexist thing.
I forced him to be with me. Okay. Okay, Stephanie.
This ain't nothing new. This is just me. This is just me clearing the air because she's not about to tell us.
I
can show you. I can show you begging me to stay here, Shawty. This not.
Talking about you miss me. Come back home. All this stuff. The fuck. I already left your ass.
You can see who cuckoo
yeah,
here
let's
and
see
who
cuckoo,
not.
Because
like,
I'm talking.
But this is my thing. This is my thing.
Time.
They didn't make.
Okay.
They did not make okay. Shawty leave, and somebody need to come make Shawty leave.
Okay. You're welcome for helping you go viral. Blogs ain't post your shit till I supported it. Stupid. Go ahead. Post all your shit right now at 1 a.m. You ain't gonna be tied to me no more. That was her message after the whole thing. What else do we got here? We have another statement. All right. Lame ass using the situation to promote his EP tour, literally putting the date on his statement. My God, my poor baby got a lame for a father. Damn. Everybody go enjoy the show and listen to Sticked Up Levels, which was written about me since I'm the crazy one in this love affair. This is what I'm talking about. That's not necessary. And this is what you leave yourself open to. I'm speaking to the baby now. Now you have your baby mother calling you a lame for a father. Your is this a son or a daughter? I don't know. Their child is going to see this when she grows up. All for social media. And y'all are going back and forth trying to prove who is right and who is wrong. And
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you
we don't care.
That is between y'all. Folks need to keep social media out of their goddamn business. If you're in a relationship, early stages, and the first thing that your girlfriend or boyfriend does to you is jump to social media and air out their grievances, then you know what to do.
Yay! Ain't nobody got time for that.
This is not adult behavior. Y'all shouldn't be bringing in multiple kids into the world and acting like this. I know they're entertainers and all, but this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I don't have much to say about this. Just keep your shit off social media. This was a completely avoidable situation. There was no part of this that needed to happen. He spoke about he needed to protect himself. That's why he called the cops. That's why he recorded it. Great. It should have ended there. Social media, spin, PR.
Shit getting out of hand now.
We're going to wrap it up here. Make sure you like the upload. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed. Make sure to share the links to the videos that you enjoy if you want to see the channel blow up and get more viewers. But we out. Yeah.